This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Cylinders are firing at full capacity on June 11th, 2021 on this Friday transmission. And we're closing out with our guest and going right to your phone calls. I'm going to get to every phone caller we've got. And I just got even more news that adds to what I was already going to say. Wow. We're going to talk about that coming up. But talking to Revenge of the Sis co-host Royce Lopez and Mike Marsh. Folks can find you guys at Hippo Juice Film on Twitter and Gab. We're Not Sorry and website revengeofthesis.com and YouTube Revenge of the Sis. You guys are banned on YouTube. You're totally in phantom zone, but you still reach a lot of people. I mean, you can search anything you're doing. They don't let people see it, but that's okay because human activity can share what your guys are up to. So I want to get 2-minute comments from both of you in closing. Let's finish up here first off with Royce and then get Mersh's take.
Yeah, you know, we were demonetized from YouTube, oh man, almost 2 years ago. The reasons they gave us was flimsy. They said, you could be on here, but you can't make money. You can't make money doing it, which, you know, we're fine with. We have other ways of doing it. You know, when we first started on YouTube, they banned us for 90 days out of our first year. 90 days we were just doing stuff. We were just doing like guerrilla warfare. You know, we were doing shows.
No, we had, remember Royce, we had two. We 6 months out of the first year.
That's correct. You're right. 6 months. And
it's all about nerds with a corporation that runs death camps censoring you because they have power. Like, I was never mean to nerds. So why did nerds beat me up all day? I was always nice to nerds.
Not only did they beat you up, Alex, but then Susan gives herself a Freedom of Speech Award. So that's pretty good.
And then censor people making fun of her. Imagine if I said the InfoWars Award for being Alex Jones. I would feel like a clown. What is the tone deafness of giving yourself a free speech award when you're giving yourself the award and you destroy free speech? I mean, it's a double deal.
It's like going around giving all these kids wedgies and then giving yourself an empathy award.
Yeah.
There it is. And then you
why do they always make it ridiculous? Like, I mean, because that's like on purpose. If you wanted to be cynical and make yourself look bad, that, oh, I'm going to give myself a free speech award when I ban everything, and I'll give myself the award. Like, who's that tone deaf to give themselves an award?
Well, I mean, these guys love doing these like humiliation rituals. I mean, look at all the weird things Bill de Blasio's been doing. He's like dressing up in Nets jerseys and like eating Shake Shack and like doing this wacky, like, he's like they just have him going out humiliating himself on a regular basis.
And he looks like a space alien. Like, he's never eaten a burger. Maybe they are aliens.
And honestly, I think the oligarchs that control us also control Bill de Blasio. And I think that just as much as they enjoy crushing us, they also enjoy humiliating the people that think they're in charge. And that's why you see Bill de Blasio dressed up like a
And that's why they hated Trump, because he thought he was in charge.
Yeah, and because he kind of was for a while.
And they showed him real quick, too, you know. They showed him real quick towards the end there when he was going, you know, it was like, hey, are you gonna pardon Snowden? Are you going to pardon Assange? And I guarantee you there was a phone call that was like, look, we're going to lay off of you and your family, but you better make sure those guys stay where they're at.
Oh, damn right. As much as I like Trump because he's not them, still, like, you know, what he did to Assange, it means he would sit there while I was in solitary confinement. He said, Assange, yeah, release the emails. He did it, and then he, like, has him in prison.
To be fair, Alex, it came down to him or Lil Wayne. And, you know, Julian Assange didn't come out with the Carter, so...
Lil Wayne, if Julian Assange rap better, maybe he'd be a free man right now.
Yeah, if Julian Assange could spit hot fire, maybe he'd be, you know, out in the streets.
Unbelievable. All right, Revenge of the Sith.
Can I just say before we go, Alex, thank you so much for having us on. I've been listening to you for over 20 years now. Since I had to click the Winamp plugin on a website to open up a separate thing to hear the live 365.
Well, I want to invite you guys to tell us sometime. Because one of our producers is a
huge influence of mine, man.
Hey, we love you guys. Giant, all right, thank you.
Giant
thank
you, influence.
In the last 16 months, InfoWars researchers have been hard at work developing the ultimate high-quality, affordable systems to boost your body's natural defenses and make you have an overall healthier, happier life. And we now have them available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get all three of these formulas together for 40% off or individually 25% off. We have the Whole Food Multivitamin System, 25% off introductory price. We have the InfoWars Life Vitamin C plus Zinc, 1,100% of your daily allowance, just of the C alone. Research what that's about. Linus Pauling won a Nobel Prize for it. 25% off. And then vitamin D3 plus calcium gummies. 25% off as well. All three together, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars Life Whole Food Multivitamin. The InfoWars Life Vitamin C plus Zinc. InfoWars Life Vitamin D3 and calcium gummies. Get all three of these formulas together for 40% off or individually 25% off with free shipping and double Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com.
I was going to air part of Harrison Spence in a great interview with Judge Joe Brown that got some attention on his show, but needs to really get bigger. He said some stuff on that show he didn't say on mine. It was really powerful. But, man, I said this is big news. I've not been holding off on this to, like, you know, make you keep tuning in. I just don't know if I can do this justice. I will at least mention this before we end the broadcast today. And then I will be live tomorrow. All right, let's go ahead and take your calls. Who's been home the longest? Is it Alex? No. Is it James? Well, James has been home a while. Is it Jim? It's James in Pennsylvania. James, you're a trooper. We love you. Thank you.
Oh, sir, thank you very much. Wearing my fog shirt. It's great.
Thank you, sir. That is a new bestseller. We love it.
Love it. So I will not be participating in Bill Gates' Fauci Mark of the Beast system. I'm going to hold out as long as possible. I'm not taking that vaccine. I knew it was bad. My wife occasionally has to be around another woman that gets.
But how surreal is it to see them not letting people in public parks in New York unless you've had Bill Gates' ding-a-ling in you?
No, that's a violation of the Nuremberg Code, violation of my civil rights as a free human being. I'm not going to participate.
And I agree, but don't just hold out. Warn others like you're doing now.
It's you can't warn these people because they've bought into their mass media propaganda system. Obama,
it's their right. We're being raped by big corporations, by big government. Just like, let me put this in you. It's experimental. Yeah, it's killing people. Let me do it. Let me do it. Screw my job. Screw my future. By the way, you want war? You got one.
Spiritual warfare brought to the physical realm. You're witnessing it. The people around you, they're empty shells. They've bought into the
spiritual warfare brought to the human realm. Exactly. I'm hired in a kite fighting this. I'm so damn high on the Holy Spirit, like, oh, you're such a hero fighting evil. I'm a hero jacking into, like, the most awesome stuff ever? You could put a gun to my head, I wouldn't back down. You see what I'm saying, brother? Jesus is everything. You're not going to find God in these churches now. They're telling you take the microchip. You're going to find God at 3 a.m. asking God to touch you. You understand what I'm saying?
Christ is King. The 501c3 church has failed Christianity. Unfortunately,
Alex, beautiful said. I'm going to jump to the next guy. Scott in Pennsylvania, then Max. Scott, you're on the air worldwide.
Thank you, Alex, for bringing me on air. It's such an honor to talk to you and to be in this fight with you over this long period of time.
Welcome, Megatron. I am Unicron.
Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I really honestly think at this point, Project Blue Beam is live, and I actually had one question. Do you think C-60 or anything of that nature could put a line of defense against...
Nothing will defeat evil but a giant awakening to Christ and repentance. And I don't say that from my high horse, because I'm a wicked devil, but I know God's in charge. My allegiance is with Christ. And only Christ can heal me of my forked tail. And I'm just like, I'm pointed at God right now. And I am just, that the only thing is standing up for God.
Yes, sir. All my life I have always stood in God's presence, but I didn't always realize that being in such a position just absolutely blows the socks off me, honestly.
Well, that's it, and you can't direct it. You got to have the Holy Spirit direct it. I'm giving myself that speech. All the time I want to try to direct this, you can't do it. Today I felt totally sick. I didn't want to go on air. I'm so upset. I just said, I'm not even getting ready for the show. I said, God, just take me over. And today has been an incredible broadcast because I literally turned it loose. And that's what it's all about. God doesn't possess us like Satan does. God has free will, and we have to turn ourselves over. And then God's going to see how far we can take it. So that's what it comes down to. All right. God bless you, brother. Let's go ahead and take another call. Woo! Let's talk to Jack in Washington. Then we'll talk to Max and others. Go ahead, Jack.
Alex, my man, thank you for letting me on your show.
Appreciate you.
I appreciate everything you do and the world does. I have created my own show as well to keep sharing out the information.
Tell us about it. Tell us about it. Tell us about it.
So it's what I created is it's not created just for me. I just started it and I want the world to take over it.
But something just started. You called in to plug it. That makes it great. Tell me about it. Tell me what you're doing.
What I'm doing, it's called the Axiom World Alliance. And it's the website. And I'm starting to get things on there, and this is a lot harder than people realize. And I appreciate every single thing you do, man. I really do. And what it is in the days we used to have a community, a church sense, where we would help one another. We'd go out, and we would fight for one another with our voices. If someone fell, we'd pick them up. We don't do that anymore. So my goal with shows that I do live, because I believe in live, I believe in real emotion.
Live's good.
I want everybody to come together. And, yeah, I get passionate, and there's reasons for that. And I know I don't have much time. But my main goal is to bring everybody together so we have a community, a network, instead of everybody's egos. And I'm not saying you or the gentlemen that go on the show, but there's a lot of egos out there, and we need to break it down. We need to create a community because we are the underground community of free speech. And so the more we share, the more we educate people.
No, I agree with you. I appreciate your call, Jack. Well, let me say something, because I could do a 10-hour show on this, but I'm not going to do 60 seconds on it right now. You hear about ego and id and psychology and all the schools of psychology. Those are just men creating labels for what humanity is. We have an ego as a mission we're supposed to carry out, and your ego is supposed to be the mission you carry out, not something about you. And then your family and who you are and what you stand for and your spiritual connection to everything else. So forget all these terms. If you have a mission for justice, you turn your ego over to that. You don't want to get rid of your ego like John Lennon wanted to do. No, 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 no. Because then there's somebody else is in control. The ego is there as the tip of the spear for what your intention is. And so your ego needs to be empowering people, being strong, and believing in yourself so much, you're ready to take on 100 people if need be. And the left hates that. Oh, don't be a narcissist. Don't have an ego, because they're afraid of power that God gave these shells.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity, TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management. Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Cringeworthy garbage the world's ever seen. They want control of our social actions, our sexual actions, our interfaces. Because our interfaces between man and woman, the double helix, the DNA is holy. And they seek to take control of that, but they will not. They will burn in hell. The crimes that they are committing against humanity and against God's creation will echo throughout eternity. Know this. You look at the pathetic Fauci and the disgusting Macron and the degenerate Merkel and the pathetic Biden. They are the failures, not us. All right, let's race through your calls. I'll hit this big story as I promised to do. Who's up next holding here? That would be Max in Kansas. Max, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon, Alex. God bless you, brother.
God bless you.
So I know how to stop it, okay, because New World Order is making their moves. All right, they're going full throttle. My high school is pushing this vaccine, for goodness sake, too. But people need to know about it, and understanding their plan is critical to defeating it. We defeat it by, well, there's two ways. First way of defeating them with truth and information. What I mean by it is getting to have conversations with people, inform them, give them the facts mainstream media doesn't. And
letting them know it's fun to resist tyranny. I mean, can you believe in New York they're cutting off public parks and saying you can't go in them unless you've been injected? That's criminal. They should all go to jail.
Yes, they should. And I've convinced people not to get the vaccine before, and I consider that a pretty big win.
I've shared an endgame
with people.
Tell me how you did that. Tell folks about that.
So I had a friend who was 18, and he got offered an option to get an experiment. You know how they test vaccines on people before they release them? He got offered to do that, and he asked me if I should. And I told him no, and he's like, why? And then I showed him the articles from InfoWars and Gateway Pundit of people having – I mean, the worst reactions. People were dying, and it was really powerful. And I convinced him not to. I convinced my mom not to get it when her whole family.
Well, I say you're saving the world because of the millions of listeners of this show. Simply do what you did, we would save these people. None of this is to protect us. It's all admitted.
Yeah, I've shared in game with people. I changed people's minds on topics. So yeah, that's.
By the way, this isn't a joke. Just like blacks couldn't use the water fountains. They're saying, you can't come to this restaurant or you can't go to this water fountain unless you've had a shot. I mean, they're recreating what they always want and something Christians have been fighting, that we're dividing. We need to come together.
And the second way is to be on the attack. And I don't mean physically, but what I mean is to oppose everything they do. Push back. Protest. Urge your local sheriffs or politicians to fight the evil. Get the ball rolling, create media pages, piss off Zuckerberg and Dorsey, and repost the articles from InfoWars or Gateway Pundit or National File, even if it gets you banned. You know,
I totally agree, and we love you, brother. Call us again. Thanks for holding. Let's go to New Jersey and Jim. Jim in New Jersey, go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, you know, I'm thinking with the, you know, taking these vaccines, I'm thinking the only way we're going to get out from under this is that this whole operation of theirs, you know, just goes off the rails really quick, a lot quicker than they expected it to be, rather than a prolonged death pill, that it happens more immediate because, you know, until the world starts seeing all the carnage, you know, they're going to move forward with their plan, you know, so to speak.
And they're able to, they're all testing how to have deaths, how to make it no big deal, how to cover, exactly, it's all a test to see, can we kill people, exactly.
Exactly. And the other thing, too, is that, you know, with Trump, I really want Trump to have another America First challenger, because if he doesn't have anybody else challenging him, he's never
going to. I agree. If General Flynn challenges him with a good message, Trump will adopt it. And, right. And I'm not against Trump, but Trump is, he's not dumb. He's kind of like an idiot savant. He means well, but that's what they said, like, whoever he talked to last is what he says. And so, yeah, that's the truth.
Because see, if we just put him in office, we could become victims again to another 4 years of Trump not doing anything. I mean, he never had control of his DOJ. Biden's in. He doesn't even know what shoe to put on, but he has control of his DOJ. You know, it's things that Trump needs to do. I mean, I think he's a great person and I believe in him, but if we don't get him to own up to some of the mistakes and tell us what he's going to do differently in these 4 years, we're going to get.
I totally agree, because you make mistakes, I make mistakes, we own up to them. We've not seen any of that from Trump, and I'm not ganging up on Trump. It's just he needs to know who took him to the dance.
Exactly, because, you know, if he doesn't get a hold, he's got to do what Biden's doing to us conservatives. He's got to come in, and he's got to legally put those people behind bars that he didn't put behind bars.
And by the way, they're all Chinese agents. Like, they have no reason to arrest us. The Democrats are they're like, half of them are pedophiles.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole group is a group of criminal, crazy people.
Yeah, he's got to understand it's no more Mr. Nice Guy. I mean, do it legally, but get around these
people. Jim, I hear you. We're under communist attack. Absolutely. All right. Let's take another call here. Let's talk to Marty in the great state of Kentucky. Go ahead, Marty.
Hey, man, it's Barney. How you doing tonight?
I'm sorry. They said Marty, Barney, but go ahead, Barney.
That's all right, buddy.
I love you. Yeah, you love me. You've never heard that joke.
Rock and roll. Yeah, I'm down here in rural Kentucky, and it's just crazy. Like, you think people down here would be pushing back, but they're just falling in line. Like, every time I go out, everybody had their mask on until I think they just lifted the mandate either yesterday or today. But, I mean, I don't know. I think you need to come out with, like, a five-minute red pill video, like, that I can send to people and, you know, like, have it all condensed down.
Well, I agree that we need to red pill everybody now, you know, because this is pathetic. I feel like, oh, I'm a hero, I'm helping, I want to help. No, you're not helping. You're agreeing to a medical tyranny world government takeover.
Well, I got a guy I work with. He's a leftist, and I call him Little Mal, and he takes it as a compliment. You know, but he goes out and says, like, he hates big corporations and Bill Gates, and then he comes in the next day, you know, showing off his vaccine that he got. He said, oh, no.
Does he not realize that, like, China is like as big corporation as you get?
Right. I mean, it didn't dawn on me till recently that, you know, I was thinking China was our enemy, but they're not. Like you always say, they are the model. Like, that's where the absolute power goes and does everything they want to do.
Exactly. China already got the world. The Chinese people aren't our enemy. They got eaten.
Right.
And so we want to try to free what's left of them. Damn right. All right. Thank you so much for the call. All right, we got more calls straight ahead here in the fourth hour, and we are 32 minutes out from the War Room with Owen Schroyer. Stay with us.
Big Pharma was born out of the Rockefeller oil industry in 1900 with the petrochemical.
The petrochemical then dominated two major industries, plastics and drugs. Companies began synthesizing patented versions of naturally sourced drugs. The natural sources were then made illegal. Pharmaceuticals became medicine. And the sicker people got, the more their industry grew. It's a death cult, and it's up to the individual to escape. Good health begins with a healthy immune system, which needs the proper nutrients to thrive. Nutrients we cannot readily get from our food today. The combinations of vitamin C and zinc and vitamin D3 with calcium have been proven to be what we need to maintain a healthy immune system. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and start supporting your natural immune system now with the Mega Immune Support Pack, now 40% off.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Set to take over. In fact, he's going to host the last segment of this hour before he does his own show. But the article is at InfoWars.com. Cringe. G7 world leaders greet each other by bumping elbows. And again, it's all this anti-human, like, oh, shaking hands is bad, cover your face. They never want to end this. all their minions keep doing, and it's all based on fraudulent PCR tests. I mean, this is pathetic. They want to intimidate us, make us take shots to go to the park, want to tell us we're bad. Don't bully people wearing masks and doing this. Just laugh at them and explain to them what idiots they are. Stop submitting. And by the way, when I go to a restaurant in Austin or I'm downtown and I see this crap, I say something about it, man. It's all peer pressure, and it's up to us to be leaders, not followers. They explain what a joke this is. So here's the actual video with the hilarious audio. Here it is. Remember, Fauci said never shake hands again. Never have children again. Just die and give us the earth. He stole it. Dirty, I hate you, die, human. So down to the aliens, die. Humans are dirty, humans are bad. G7 Cornwall, Meanwhile, the globalists are shipping fentanyl in to kill us, everything. They ask New Yorkers, why do you wear a mask? And they go, because I like them. Their nose is sticking out over it. They know it's a fraud. It's a sign of, I'm in the in club. No, you're in the schmuck club. The amount of bombshell videos we have at Infowars.com is just mind-boggling. So remember, whenever you're watching this transmission, you think, oh, wow, this is interesting. Imagine what you're not seeing. Imagine what's happening now at the vaunted, the banned, the attacked, the scarred, the punished InfoWars, still because of you and your will, alive now. And then remember, oh, I get vitamins and minerals and T-shirts and books and water filters and films and things that empower me and intellectually awaken me and things that spread the word at InfoWarsStore.com. So what are you doing? Are you not at InfoWarsStore.com? Because it's those of the millions that tune in every hour, that handful, those thousands every day and every week that go and buy books and buy films and buy T-shirts and buy supplements, you made the party happen. So when I thank you for your support, that's not just some backhanded support. That is me on my knees thanking you for keeping me in the fight, because I won't bow to Satan. And I won't bow to the New World Order, but I will bow to you for keeping us in the fight and supporting us, and thank you for what you've done. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. The enemy, the globalists, want their cashless society. They want their total control. They want us off air. They want you sick. They want you dead. They want you dumbed down. They don't want you to go to InfoWarsStore.com and financially support this transmission. And by the way, our big sale ended, but we still have free shipping and double Patriot points on the three new products. This is a big new sale. The Whole Foods multivitamin that's so good, the vitamin D3 and zinc that's amazing, and then, of course, the vitamin C from the rose hemps, super concentrated, all of it is there. InfoWars Life Whole Food Vitamin, vitamin C with zinc, vitamin D3 with calcium, InfoWarsStore.com right now. InfoWarsStore.com. No reviews on those yet. Because, well, one little devil did a fake review, but if you look at all of our older products, products that have been there a long time, they have incredible five-star reviews by the thousands and the thousands and the thousands. So that's how you fund the operation. So little click, little purchase, product you get, they want to end the free market system, they want to set up a monopoly so they can totally collapse us and make us totally poor and then dictate through a computer that watches us and controls us. That's what they're habituating everybody with Zoom and all this so that we do everything they say. So this is literally the total dystopia they're setting up. InfoWarsStore.com. Please support us and yourselves today. Okay. I meant to cover this for 2 days. And then as each day went by, more of this information piled up. And so I guess 3 days have piled up and I haven't covered it. And there's no way for me to do justice to this. So I'm going to cover it tomorrow when I come into the office at like noon. I'm going to tape a two-hour transmission, and then I'm going to put it out on this subject. But since I said I would cover it, let me just give you the news. Three stacks right here. All this is incredible. BlackRock under fire amid reports private equity firms are snapping up every family house in Texas. Now, why is that so big? Because there was a rule with the Bernie Madoff types that just because you created 99% of your wealth made up, you can't go buy everything up. So if the big banks have quadrillions of fake currency they made, they can't go out and buy everything up because people would go, where'd you get all that money? But they're doing it. And their answer is lockdowns and you're poor and, you know, the big banks are tripling their profits. You don't know what's going on. You wonder why everything's increasing in price so much. It's because they've created inflation, hyperinflation. And then now they use all of that liquid fake money they created to buy you up. Weaponized economics. And they can buy your mayor. They can buy your police chief. They can, you know, with Soros and almost all the district attorneys, they've owned them. And so that's what this is. They implode California. They race all their people over here to Texas. And they start screwing them. And so this is quite a time to be alive. We'll be covering this tomorrow. And it ties in with this big old enchilada. IMF working paper, financial interdimension and technology. What's old, what's new? And they say, if you criticize pedophilia, it's right here, criticize world government, criticize sex changes for your children, they're going to have a social credit score you and lock you down or you can't have a job. That's the Chinese social credit score. It's all right there. I'll cover this tomorrow. It'll air about 5 p.m. And then this video, which went and looked up, it's all accurate. This UN group with corporations saying we're going to do climate lockdowns all over the planet Earth. We're going to be covering all that tomorrow. So you want to know tomorrow's news today, next year's news today. It's going to be happening tomorrow at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time. With the long and the tooth InfoWars, because, man, it's been quite a run, and I've enjoyed it, and I love the crew, and I'm not trying to curse our operation, but I know when we're in the valley of the shadow of death, and I know that every day we're here is a blessing because of your prayers, your support, and your word of mouth, but, man, wow. I mean, it is insane how far we are and how fast it's moving and how insane it's all gotten. So please spread the word about the show. I don't know. I'm not being dramatic, but I don't know how long we're going to be here. It's literally you that empowers us and keeps us on air. And we really, really appreciate you. But things are so bad now. A lot of stress is off my back. I tried to keep us from getting this point, but, you know, it's all in God's hands now. All right. That's it for this transmission. One more segment's left. Owen Schroyer is about to introduce his show. He's got a lot for you coming up. You'll want to stay with us. I want to thank the crew for the amazing job, all the listeners and viewers, for what you've done as well. You built this, so thank you.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Segment of the Alex Jones Show today on this Friday. I'm sure we're going to take some calls here in the last segment, and then we'll have a carryover of the Alex Jones Show, if you will, into the War Room, which follows up the Alex Jones Show every day. It's our live programming lineup every morning. The American Journal with Harrison Smith, the Alex Jones Show, and the War Room with yours truly. So I'm going to take some phone calls right now, and then the phone calls we don't get to, we'll hold over and we'll take them on the War Room, and then I will get to the rest of the news that I normally plan on covering on the War Room. And then Roger Stone is going to be joining me on the War Room as well. And also, by the way, I think I might as well mention the videos that you've been seeing that Alex has been playing of Tara Schepansky. That is the girl who went to New York and got rejected from going to a public park because she hadn't been vaccinated. She will be joining me Sunday night. So you can have her firsthand account on that. Let's go to the phone lines, though, now, and we go to John, called in from Connecticut. John, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hi, Owen. I'm calling. There's so many things I want to talk about, but I want to talk about vaccine shedding today. Many people are becoming ill just by being around people who have been vaccinated. And I just want to offer some things to the listeners that may be helpful. First of all, do not be afraid to contact America's frontline doctors. They are the only ones that are really will step up to the plate and help you when you're ill. And secondly, I want to give recognition to a very great doctor in the state of Texas who's been a great help. His name is Dr. Richard Neal, N-E-E-L. He's in the town of Castroville. And Dr. Neal has a protocol of high-dose melatonin, which I believe saved my life, along with the medication from the American frontline doctors. Dr. Neal has a very long career in the Army, I believe. He retired as a colonel. He was involved in heroic acts.
And what is Dr. Neal saying about COVID and or the vaccine?
Well, I had the privilege of talking to Dr. Neal for about 20 minutes, and he is saying that he has successfully treated hundreds and hundreds, if not maybe thousands, and I can't, it's probably thousands, I don't remember exactly what he said. He's successfully treated many, many COVID and COVID-shedding patients through his protocol of high-dose melatonin. Dr. Neal was involved in bioweapons while he was involved in the military. And through his experience in that, he came up with his ability to discern that melatonin is one of the most powerful antioxidants, even more powerful than
vitamin C. Yeah, and of course, that's why, you know, it's recommended you get 8 hours of sleep. And because you produce melatonin when you sleep, that's why we have supplements, sleep aid supplements at InfoWarsStore.com that have the melatonin. And you know, there's other great doctors that I've met here in Texas as well that I've been to events where they speak. I film them. The videos are at Bandai Video on the War Room channel. And she would say how she treated a bunch of patients with COVID and hydroxychloroquine was working with the zinc. There were other things that were working. And she also said that she noticed the people that suffered the most were people that were overweight or people that had pre-existing conditions. So it's everything that's been censored off of the internet, and it's those doctors that are getting censored as well because they're telling the truth and warning people about the vaccine. And coming up on the War Room, I'm going to cover how there was a cruise liner that was only allowing vaccinated people on the cruise, and it was filled, and they have now had two people test positive for COVID. So it either proves that the tests are fake or it proves that the vaccines don't work. But the media won't cover it either way. John, thank you so much for the call. Let's go to Jordan in New Jersey. Jordan, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hi, Owen. We spoke 2 weeks ago, former pharmaceutical information scientist. I want to thank you for taking my call again and also putting up my comments on your site. I commend you for that. And I just wanted to reassert, and I didn't get this through last time, that COVID-19 had to be implemented so that they can implement the vaccine that they currently have to achieve a certain cell mutation in all humans. I know I said to you that I'm in the process of doing what you told me to set up the site with all this data, but I wanted to refer to one piece of it that I think everybody should look at in order to understand this and start to get their heads around it, because I think the only way we win is to really get to the root of what they're trying to do and why they're doing it from a scientific perspective that's defendable, meaning that we can defend it based on scientific principles and so forth and what have you. So I just wanted to follow up and point everybody's direction to Department of Pharmacology member, a guy named Fang Li at the University of Minnesota Medical School in Minneapolis, and articles that he wrote that are on, PNAS and PubMed and so forth, the most important of which, and this is why COVID-19 was chosen, so that they could have the particular cell mutation that they wanted in order to have future intrusions to the cell and access the cells. It's called Structure, Function, and Evolution of Coronavirus Spike Proteins. And most notably, it describes the coronavirus spike protein as a multifunctional molecular machine that mediates coronavirus entry into host cells. And this is the mechanism that they wanted to have, and they had to have COVID because they had to have an excuse for the scientific community, those, you know, useful idiots who think that they're doing everybody a favor to get them to go along with this, and a lot of the medical community to think that it's okay to mutate the cells like this. It's promoting...
Well, and let's be clear. Either the scientists know this, and the virologists and everybody in Fauci knows this, and they're criminally liable, or they don't know this, and they're criminally negligent. So either way, it's a crime being committed against humanity. And the other thing that they know as well, which just makes it even more sick, is that they're forcing the vaccine on everybody, and they're saying, well, we need to have this cap of 80% or whatever of America vaccinated. Well, they know that the people that have already had COVID that get this vaccine are only going to release more dangerous or different strains, mutant strains, whatever they want to say, of COVID. So they know all of this. They know everything you're talking about, or they're criminally negligent. So, I mean, that's why this is so shocking that they're just going through with all of this. And anybody who's observing or informed like you are is like, hold on a second, how can this be possible?
Yes, and it's shocking, and I'm trying to let it out in drips and drabs. And part of why I'm calling, just to let that go, I know, and I'm going to build my site, and I'll get back to you guys on that. But the thing that I want is that the perpetrators, and this is a big point, this is a larger scale point, the perpetrators of World War II actually funded it, got away. And this is a little known thing, just as background, how did these assholes come back again? Excuse me, my French. But how did these people come back again? And essentially what ended up happening was that there were two Nuremberg trials. There were one for the generals, who they all hang, okay? They all hang, except Mengele, of course, but there were people involved, right? But the second Nuremberg trials were for the people that were involved with the corporate infrastructure. That's heavily detailed in Joseph Borkin's book about the IG Farben cartel, okay? All those people got a slap on the wrist, none of whom were hanged. They lived in a German villa outside of Berlin, and then they all became heads of major German industries, including Bayer Pharmaceutical, and some of whom later infiltrated U.S. Pharmaceutical industry, including J.D. Searle, who brought us the first woman's contraception pill, as well as Don Rumsfeld running J.D. Searle, as just an example. So these people have been lying in wait and slowly unleashing their plan. While improving their technology, which is now improved to the level which they're trying to do, which is the access of every human cell and control of the human race. But in the meantime, they're also trying to catalyze.
Well, Jordan, this has been a great call. Unfortunately, we're at the end of the transmission here. But ladies and gentlemen, we'll be beginning the war room as soon as the Alex Jones show concludes. But Jordan, excellent call there to finish off. And the other aspect, of course, is Operation Paperclip, where the U.S. hired all these Nazi scientists and, you know, they went on to work at NASA and everything. So it just shows there's a new world order. It's a big club, and we ain't in it. All right, that does it for the Alex Jones Show. Remember, folks, InfoWarsStore.com. If you like my T-shirt here, the Tiananmen Square T-shirt, which is probably illegal in China, you can get it exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. That does it for the Alex Jones Show, but the war room kicks off at band.video in 90 seconds.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.